Once you've decided upon your values, and there should seldom be more than 5 or 10 which become your most significant unifying principles, your work is not over. Now you have to organize your values by priority. You have to decide which value is more important and which value is less important. If you wrote out each of your values on a small square of paper and then you had to throw away all the squares but one, which one would you keep? This then becomes your foremost value, the one that takes precedence over all the others. Which would be your second value, and your third, and your fourth, and so on. Your order of priority is extremely important in determining the kind of person you are and the kind of life you live. If your family comes before your health or your work in your order of values, you would always sacrifice your health or your work for the well-being of your family. If your order of values were changed and your work or financial success came before your health, you would be saying that you would sacrifice your health if that was necessary to get ahead in your career. I've known businessmen who put career success ahead of their families in their order of priority. Whenever they had to choose one or the other, they regularly chose their work over spending time with their spouse and children. And as a result, both the marriages and the careers have run into serious trouble. The principle of integrity seems to be a law of the universe. Whenever you violate or compromise your integrity for anything, or even when you organize your values in the wrong order, there seems to be a great power or force of retribution that will not allow you to get away with it. Integrity seems to be an absolute requirement for successful human living. A failing in integrity, a failing to live consistent with your values, not only seems to bring about a punishment that fits the crime, whether it's in business, politics, or personal life, but it seems to create a high level of stress, unhappiness, and inner turmoil in the life of the individual. This need for absolute integrity seems to require that you live in truth with all people and under all circumstances. Living in truth means that you never live a lie. It means that you always do and say what you know to be right and true, no matter what the short-term cost. Living in truth means that you do not pretend or practice self-delusion. You face life and your relationships and your circumstances exactly as they are, not as you wish they would be. Living in truth also means that you never stay in a situation that makes you unhappy or which you feel for any reason is wrong for you. Living in truth means that you set peace of mind as your highest goal and as your core organizing principle. You select all your smaller goals to be consistent with it. You never compromise your peace of mind for anyone or anything else. You do and say only the things that feel perfectly right for you. You accept your thoughts and feelings completely, whatever they are, and you systematically change each part of your life that is not giving you peace of mind. Only in this way can you enjoy the high levels of self-confidence that are experienced by the superior individual. Only in this way can you feel really terrific about yourself and get along wonderfully in all your relationships. Living consistent with your values is the key to happiness, harmony, and well-being. And this brings us to the final point in this session, perhaps the most important point of all, and that is that your true values are only expressed in your actions, in what you do. Whenever you are under stress and pulled in two directions at once with opposing demands or responsibilities, your true values come to the fore. The action that you take will tell you which value is uppermost. It's not what you say or hope or wish or intend, but only what you do that counts. Your choices tell you unerringly who you really are. A person who says that his or her family comes first and then has to choose between working late and going to a child's school play or sports activity, and who chooses the child's needs over the boss's requirements, is a person who is living consistent with his or her highest values. Everyone has had the experience of walking away from a job or a relationship, even though considerable sacrifice was involved, because it was the right, though painful, thing to do. And everyone remembers how great they felt as a result. One of the finest natural highs you can experience is to choose a higher value and to act on that value no matter what the cost. And it will always turn out to be the right thing to do. you can develop a superb set of values by acting as though you already had those values. You can develop integrity and courage and compassion and confidence by behaving as though you already had these qualities. And the more you act the part, especially when you demonstrate these qualities under stress or when you feel like doing or saying something else, the more rapidly these qualities become a permanent part of your mental makeup.